This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. Tass is my intrepid co-pilot, also co-host.
That's what your mother called your dog.
Our dash hound. And we like dogs.
I'm so not sure that I'm happy.
It's a
about
compliment,
that.
Tass. I didn't call you some other animal.
Okay, let's get back to the message, Macca.
We are. So our next guest is Martin Abbott. Martin is the Labor candidate for the seat of Goldstein. And just so you know, Martin, in a moment we're going to give you 30 seconds or so to introduce yourself and an initial pitch as to why people should vote for you. Tass and I will ask you some questions. We ask that,
and we'll take it in turns.
In turns, as much as possible. Try and keep your answers to about 30 seconds. If I'm doing this, it means you need to shut up. It means you run out of time. And at the end of that,
that's Macca pointing.
Yeah, waving on radio. And at the end, we'll give you 30 seconds to finalise. So I'm going to start my little clock now. So Martin, please start your 30 seconds now.
All right, well, thank you for having me, and I hope that's one Martin out, one Martin in. I hope I can live up to Minister Foley's performance. So, I'm Martin Abbott, Labor's candidate in Goldstein, and really what I'm, my pitch is that after 9 years of Liberal government and all that that's meant, in my opinion, a series of failures and inaction, we really need a change of government to reverse a lot of the inaction on climate change, a lot of the growing cost of living pressures, and a lot of the missed opportunities of the last 9 years. And I think a Labour government is best suited to bring about the change that our country needs.
Thank you.
Martin, how would you rate the performance of our federal government? You've started talking a bit about it, but just give us a sense of how would you rate them?
Well, I mean, broadly, I would say this is, my entire adult life has been with this government, so I could say my entire adult life has been with a disaster of a federal government, from climate action to giving opportunities to young people to addressing ongoing efforts for reconciliation to what we've seen in the Solomon Islands recently. I think they are, well, if they were studying, they would get they'd have to repeat the year.
They would what?
They'd have to repeat the year if they were in school.
The year. That is such a good line.
I like that. I might use that. Needs to pay attention in class. Martin, why do you think trans people, and particularly young trans people, have been the subject of so much negative debate? And what does that say about our federal government?
Well, I think it's the ongoing thing of reactionary politics. And as much as, you know, conservative media likes to talk about culture wars, they're the one that starts culture wars. And trans people are the new target because after we've achieved marriage equality, and now it's not as acceptable to be homophobic, transphobic's the new flavor for reactionary identity politics that just leads to attacking people. And so now trans people are the new people that are being attacked. And I think, well, I was against the homophobic attacks of the past and the ones that still are going on, and I'm against the discrimination and the politicization of trans issues as an attack.
Thank you.
So, Martin, as we're an LGBTIQA plus radio station, we are going to ask you questions about our community that are relevant to our community, like that one. So what do you see as being the top priorities for our communities, and what could we expect you to do, and how will you engage with our communities if you're elected into Parliament?
Well, top priorities, I mean, most recently with people I've talked to, has been the efforts of the government in the religious discrimination bill. And while efforts to protect, I'm on board with efforts to protect religious minorities, especially though it's vocal, visibly identifiable minorities, the Jewish community, the Muslim community, the Sikh community. Any type of legislation should be a shield to protect religious minorities, not a weapon for discrimination against LGBTQI plus people. That shouldn't be the focus of any legislation, and I'm against discrimination in all forms. And, I mean, I used to work in a state parliament, and when I was working there, the Victorian government achieved some really great reforms, from the births, deaths, and marriage reform to the ban on conversion therapy to opening the Pride Centre. And I think that's been great, and I would want to advocate for similar things at a federal level.
Can I ask, you know, the current government or the Prime Minister has said that if re-elected, he would reintroduce the religious discrimination bill without the protections for the LGBTIQ community. If you're elected as the member for Goldstein, what would be your position on that legislation?
Well, the bill did pass the House of Reps with the amendments, as you mentioned, and effectively he shelved that and is taking it to the election. Whether he talks about it or not, it is an election issue because he is planning on reintroducing it without the amendments. And Labour is not going to support the bill without the amendments, and Labour will not support a bill that entrenches the rights to expel and discriminate against LGBTQI, especially trans students.
Thank you. Tess?
Martin, changing topic, what are your reflections on the media landscape, and what do you see as being the future for community media outlets like Joy 94.9?
Well, in terms of the media landscape during the campaign, I think I've had my most positive, engaging, actually policy-focused discussions and issue-focused discussions with local organizations, local podcasts, local radio, local news organizations. That's been the most policy-focused and actual issues-focused, best value for money, really, in terms of media. Engaging with some of the more national-level big media, that's been... Obviously, we've seen the gaffe, the focus on gaffes, the focus on a lot of frivolous things on the outside of actually the issues that matter. And so I think local and community and issues-focused journalism and media is more important than ever.
Now, Martin, you're a young person, a millennial.
Just on the cusp
just?
There.
Okay.
December 96.
There you go. You know, a lot of data and surveys are showing that about 60% of millennials are unlikely to be able to buy a house. What do you think are some of the solutions, you know, if you're elected, you know, to actually make housing more accessible for everyone, but particularly millennials, because they're missing out?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford a house, certainly not in... Goldstein on the amount of income I had in my previous job. And that's when one of the things is, over the past decade, while housing prices have increased, I believe, over 30%, the wages of people have stagnated, and there's more and more insecure work, especially for young people. I mean, I've worked various jobs, and none of them have been full-time jobs. None of them have been on particularly... good wages. Even the ones that did pay well weren't full-time, and so, you know, the amount of money I was earning wasn't great. And it's impossible to buy a house when housing prices keep going up, but wages and secure work keep going down.
Tess?
Thank you, Macca. our next question is really about integrity. A lot's been said about integrity over the last couple of months, sort of leading up to this election and even before that. What are your priorities for, if you're elected, what would be your priorities for ensuring that politicians, their performance is independently reviewed and they're kept honest, and would you support an ICAC?
Well, Labor's plan is for a Federal Integrity Commission to be legislated before the end of the year, if we win. And I think that's really the way to go, is an Integrity Commission with teeth. The Liberals proposed an integrity commission but never took it to a vote because they knew Labour was going to put in amendments that would actually make it an effective body, and we need an effective integrity commission. I think the last decade and even the last year has shown the amount of misallocation of public resources for grants for without proper tender processes, and a lot of the conduct of ministers has been shocking. And an integrity commission would be a key part of any move towards greater integrity in Parliament and integrity from our public servants.
So, Martin, I know it is optional for people how they allocate their preferences, but there is a how to vote card.
Indeed.
So your how to vote card in Goldstein, how do you ask people to direct their preferences?
Well, our how to vote card, vote one, Martin Abbott, yes, is the first thing. Then it's the Darren Hinch Justice Party candidate, whose name I am drawing a blank
That's
on.
That's right.
Zoe Daniel is third on our how to vote card, followed by Alana Galli-McCosty, the Greens candidate, followed by the Sustainable Australia Party candidate, Brendan Holt, Liberal Democrat, then Tim Wilson, United Australia Party, and last, Lisa Stark, the One Nation Party candidate.
Oh, the one.
Oh, you've memorised all of that. Fantastic.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
How about that? He knew it all.
Mm. Yeah. Can I just ask you why, in that order? What message are you trying to send out?
Well, for the most part, Tim Wilson is as low as he is because we need to change this government. But the United Australia Party candidate and the One Nation candidate are lower because even as much as I want to change this government, there's some people I cannot in good conscience recommend people put anywhere but right at the bottom. And having Zoe third is, I believe, a matter for head office deciding some of the things. My preference, I will admit, is would have been to have Alana Galli-McCosty, the Greens candidate, just because she ruled out working with the Morrison government and working to support a Morrison government. Zoe has been ambiguous on that, and so that would have been my preference. But as long as Tim Wilson is near the bottom, One Nation is last, I am happy.
So you've got 30 seconds yep. to wrap up and let our listeners know why they should vote for you.
Well, people should vote for me and vote for Labor because I represent and Labor represents a better future for all Australians, whether it be ensuring the National Disability Insurance Scheme, ensuring Medicare and the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, reforming aged care so older Australians have the dignity and treatment they deserve, as well as providing opportunities for young Australians and opportunities for careers and achieving real action on climate change, reversing the 9 years of inaction under the Liberals and putting us back on track to meeting net zero by 2050 and keeping global temperatures as close to 1.5 degrees as possible.
Thank you, Martin. You are out of time. I appreciate you coming in. It is much appreciated, you know, to make the time to come in and speak to our listeners. We wish all the candidates well. Hope it works out for you as you wish. You never know.
Yeah, so do I.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.